And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Sheena Umbright, who is discovered deceased on February 14th, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy is planned for February 15th to help determine the cause of death. Investigators expressed condolences to Umbright's family and friends and asked the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others in connection with the incident, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there is no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service, and no additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. Despite temperatures being double digits below zero in January, expansion of a Tuscola County business has stayed on target to be completed in about 4 months. According to Tuscola County's Economic Development Corporation, Stemco Products' 25,000 square foot building addition is expected to be completed by April. The EDC worked with the Village Council for the company to receive a tax abatement for Stemco's $2.2 million expansion. A tax abatement allows the company to take up to a 50% break on taxes for up to 10 years on the cost of the project. The expansion means job security for the company's current staff and that there would be additional jobs created when the expansion project is completed. Stemco Products, which is located at 4641 Industrial Drive in Millington's Industrial Park, makes various parts for vehicles, and the company's been in business since 1951. The company makes seatbelts, hubcaps, kingpins, and more. And a 40-year-old centerline man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison for making threats against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Stephen Conway, who has a prior record for threatening a judge and police officers, posted threats on an online dating site claiming the governor was marked for assassination. The threats came shortly after Conway contacted a DTE Energy call center in Wisconsin, warning he would hunt down company shareholders. Following his guilty plea to two counts of communicating threats across state lines, U.S. District Court Judge Robert J. White also ordered 2 years of supervised release. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, with local law enforcement support, investigated the case. U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gorgon Jr. emphasized that threats of political violence undermine the rule of law and that public servants and citizens will be protected. And that was your news for this hour. At this time, there is no obituaries, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, obits, and cancellations.